We are learning Masech Tzchul and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting again on the bottom of Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, where we're talking about the spinal cord. The spinal cord starts from right after the brain, and any place it's severed, Beroiv, the halacha is that it's a trefa. Now, where does the spinal cord end? That there it's not considered a spinal cord. We know it starts from the brain, right after the brain. Where does it end? So the Gemara says, it ends that ben aproshus ad hechon chut hashedra ad ben aproshus. Now, what exactly does that mean? So the Gemara on two lines of the bottom says like this: Amale ta agmar Gemara. I'm tell you a masorah that I have. Halchiyam Meshmuel ad achas trefa. That means at the end, the chut hashedra branches out and it has three sections. Section one branches out. A few exploits later, it branches out again, and a third section. So Shmuel says ad achas until the first section, it's a trefa. Shlishis, if it breaks in the third section, is kosher. Shnia any day, I'm not sure about the second one. Now, what exactly does it mean? Ad achas, does that mean the whole first section or not? We'll see in a second. When it says ad achas, on top of mem vav and aleph, means ad va'ad bechlal, it means until the first section and including the first section, that's also for sure a treifa. Redilma ad v'loy ad bechlal, or it means ad the first section, v'loy ad bechlal. That means the first section is the same level as the second section. Like Rashi speaks out, you could have just said that Shnei Nedei, you could have said Rishayin of Shnei, because we're saying add the first place of branches out, there for sure is a trefa. From that place until the third place of branches out, there's a suffix. And then the third place is a suffix. That's really comes out for that side. Or ad Vavachal means the whole entire first section is Vadaya trefa, but it gets severed there. And only between not two and not three, you know, basically the second section, that's where it's any of that. That's a tut stadum de Gemara. Gemara's not sure. And Bayra Papa, imtim chaloyma ad loya bechlal, if you say that av loya bechlal, which means the first section is part of the suffix also. So basically the first and second section are a suffix, and the third section, if it's severed, it gets broken there or severed there, it's fine. So imtim chaloyma ad loya bechlal, pi prosha mahu. What about the first place itself or branches out, and that spot itself, what's the halacha of that? We said av lo yabachlal. What about the prasha itself? What about the halacha? What's the halacha there? Do we say that ad bain is dafka until in between v'lo yabachlal, but ad bain means until in between, and pia prasha is a trefa, or lav dafka? That means ad bain, it means until branches out. That's another shaila. And a third shaila is by Rabbi Yirmiya, im tim shlema ad va'ad bechlal. And if you say that the pia prasha is pashut, that it's a problem, the place where it branches out the first time, that's pashut, that there it's a trefa, that's pashut. The shaila is if here the branch itself fell off, is that called any severing of the chut hashedra? Like Rashi says, v'intis lev ad v'avachlal lekelam by pia prasha midi devade trefa da filu chut shekineged. Hefsik should be shnei apetzulim trefa. It says even because if you go ad va'ad bechlal means the whole section is avad trefa. The whole first section is a trefa. The kolshkin pi pitzal rishon. And for sure, the place where it branches out is a trefa. So what's the shaila? The shaila is when the branches break off. Alakum boyle nifsek apitzal atzma menachut ma'u uprasha v'shanikar. Go in the first prasha. What about if the branch itself breaks off? So that's the third shaila. Three shayla, not sure, all these halachas. So more attempts to bring a raya to one of them, to the last shayla, Toshima, ha-prasha tidun kabasa. The branch is considered like the basa. Now, these branches, these chut hashedras, it's like nerves, really. But we're saying, this din prasha is a din like basa. My lab, prasha rishayin rishniya, even the first and second one, which is a suffix which is a vadik or a suffix in the chut itself, if it's a trefa, it sounds like the prasha stole is tidun kabasa. So tzaraya, the prasha is definitely not a problem of trefas. We're loy shlisha to want the third one. There it's prasha, it's taka like basa. But maybe the first and second one is taka suffik. That's the Gemara shayla. So this is all by a behema. So coming up by a behema, we have a few shaylas, but we have an idea where the chut hashedra goes. It goes from the beginning of the brain, end of the brain rather, until the and back of the behema, after the ribs, above the thighs, right before the tail, where it branches out, That is where it ends, and exactly where it ends, the big shiloh. But there are three sections, definitely the first section, the first knot for sure, where it branches out, that's for sure, a trefa basically. After that, we have a shiloh, Rishonah Shnia is a shiloh, or maybe Dafka Shnia is a shiloh, and Shlisha is definitely not a chut ha-shadra. What about by a bird? By oifa, what's the halacha? We know by oifa it starts the same spot, right after the brain, like we said before, but where does it end? So Rabbi Yani Omar Lemata Min Agafayim, Rosh Lakish Omar Ad Bein Agafayim. Now it's a big machlokes to show you what this means. Rashi's Mashma means like this, that on the Shedra, on the spine, there's a spot where the wings come out of it. It's like and that helps the wing obviously move up and down from that Chut HaShedra. So we have like a joint in the middle of the Shedra where the wings come out. So the way it sounds like from Rashi, Rabbi Yani says, Lamata Minagafayim, which means after that joint, that's where it ends. Rosh Lakish Omar Ad Bein Agafayim, until the joint. So the joint itself is the nafkamina between these two mandiyamrim, which are very small space, a very small space. A joint is a very small space. That's the nafkamina between two mandiyamrim. That's the way Rashi learns. The Tosfos is mitzadeh, and the Rosh also mitzadeh like that, a different shot. That doesn't, that vada, that whole area for sure is part of the Chut HaShedra. The shayla is like this: when the wing is flapped, when the wing is down, that bone is down on the chut. So the shayla is: is it until the end of that or not? That's the question. Is it until the end of that wing or not? That's the way Tosfos look at Tosfos Ramas Lamata. Yesh Ostapik im Lamata mimokim chiburim beguf ko'amar. Does it mean the makam chibur beguf, which we call the joint? Tosfos is more to the bottom. Lamata says yesh tapik im lamata makam chiburim beguf kamar im lamata mimakam sheshecheves ala oif. Then lamata mesoif etzem shakonof, the end of the bone of the konof amuchibur beguf. So it's a shayla that I learned. We'll go with the simple pshat. Just to make it simple, is the machlokes is in that joint how far to go. Amulo, have a community made the empazi vayse kamei oifa. I was sitting in front of empazi and it brought a oif to be checked for trefus. We checked the chut ha-shedra until by the joint, and v'shalach lay until the joint. Let's go through Rashi's pshat. Until they're not the joint itself, and all of a sudden he got a summons from the Bein Nesiyah to come. V'shalach lay the Bein Nesiyah, v'kam v'azal, he got up and left. Is it because you don't have to check anymore? That's why he left. Or because of the covenant of the Nasi, that's why he left. And I, why do you leave? Why don't you tell someone, like if he's a little checking, like, why don't you say anything? Terry says he assumed that the Talmud Chacham sitting there, which was Ula in this case, he'll finish checking. But it's no riot that they left. He left because the covered of the Nasi. He left. He had to leave. But who said he left because you don't have to check it? So we're not sure what the Shita of Ben Pazi was, the guy with this Machlekes of Lamata Mekvayim or Ad Ben Mekvayim. So to Gemara Vayta. Nitla ha-kovid. It says in the Mishnah that nitla ha-kovid lo nishdayer menu kezayis. If the kovid was removed and there was no kezayis left, it won't regenerate itself and it's a trefa. Kovid is the liver, it's a very important part of the behema, and if you don't have it, it's a trefa. But if it has a kezayis, it'll regenerate itself. Ha nishdayer menu klum. Kshera, sorry, I read the Mishnah, that's the next Mishnah kezayis. This Mishnah says, Nishtayer, let me see what this Mishnah is, lost in Mishnah, I read it inside, it's better, because our Gemara doesn't say it. It says in our Mishnah that Nidla Kavon Nishtayer Men Eklum, sorry. That's the next Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that if it's Nidla, V'loi Nishtayer Men Eklum, then it's Trefa, but if it's a little bit, it'll regenerate itself. Ha Nishtayer Men Eklum, if a little bit is left over, Kashera, Afrika V'loi Avik Zayis, no Kazayis. But now the next Mishnah, which we were reading before, the Ratan, Nitel HaKovim V'shtayim Menei Kezayis Kshayir, it's a stir. Our Mishnah says that it's enough if a little bit's left over. The next Mishnah says, Yidafka Kezayis to be left over. So it's a stir to the two Mishnayis, one after another. We had it before already, and we had it before, we paski Nitaka Kezayis. Zot the Gemara, Am Rav Yisloi Kasha, Ho Rav Chiyah, Ho Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe. One's Rav Chiyah, one's Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe. And now the next Gemara is Tupshatim. We'll say the first shot first. Ki hadu Rav Chiyah zorekle. Rav Chiyah, when he had a liver that was not the left of kezayis, he said it's a trefa, so he used to throw it out zorekle. Rav Shimon Rebbe matvelev. Rav Shimon Rebbe knows he let it eat it because it's still a little left over. It's not a trefa. And it used to be tovel, which means that those days they ate their foods with dipping into chaimetz or charesis. They were very into dips those days. So he used to dip it. He ate it. V'simaruch, remember, so who's Rav Shimon Rebbe hold like? Our Mishnah, that as long as you stir him in a little bit, it's good. Rav Chiya, like next Mishnah. Now, how do you remember who's who? Rav Chiya or Rav Shimon? V'simaruch, Ashir Mekamtsin. Rav Shimon by Rebbe was very wealthy. Rav Shimon, son of Rebbe, is very rich. And still, he's like a Mekamtsin, he's more frugal, and he ate it. Even though Avada is here because he held his kosher, just to remember that, you know, rich people are usually a little more frugal than the not rich people. So Akaponim, at least the Fatzat is rich people, I don't know about today anymore, or like Apostle Mishnah says, that doesn't mean if a guy has a lot of stuff, it means he's rich. We found that also. So I mean, a real rich person is a Compton. They'll say it in the Gemara. Akaponim, at the end of the day, that the here, that's Pshat, Rav Chiya is one with Zohar Klei, and Rav Shimon Rebbe is Matulai. That's one Pshat Rashi. The other Pshat Rashi is the opposite. That different shot that because he has a kasha. We would use it. Why doesn't Zorokle Matulay say Oster a Heter, Oster a Mutter, or Treifo a Machsher? This lesson is an interesting lesson. Zog Rashi hold up from shot. He says that Rabbi Chiya's derech was all year round that he never ate liver because he didn't hold there was anything chashuv to it, and therefore Rabbi Chiya's shit is that it's not such a chashuv organ, so you don't have to be so worried about it. Rav Shimon, his derech was to eat the liver. Why? Because you know that anything that neshama tluya ba is very healthy. Like we have before, you should cut off a piece of meat right when it dies because it's very healthy. See, he held it was very good. Therefore, if it's not neshtaya kezayis, so then it's a treifa. Rav Chiya says you don't need that so much. A little bit is enough. Basically, the opposite shita. Rav Chiya held that it was kosher with less than a kezayis. Why? He held the liver is not so important. All you need is a little liver to cover the marrow. To cover the gallbladder. That's all you need it for. And if it's a little bit left, that's enough. Mashainke Rav Shimon, what?
When to throw it out.
No, Zorak doesn't mean Zorak. Zorak means all year round. It means this treifa. By treifa, we say treifa or kosher. Here, Zorak means this. Rav Chiya's minig was, he never ate liver. He always threw a liver out. His liver was had no healthy properties to it.
Value.
Yeah, no value to it. Therefore, he said, it's not a treifa. Because, yeah, but Rav Shimon held the was good. He always kept it. So therefore, Rav Shimon holds you have to have a kezayis. So it's the opposite shita because of their derech of what they held it was. That's the whole new pshat. It's the opposite. Because the fear first pshat, Rav Chiya's one says treifa, Rav Shimon says not. The fear pshat, no. Rav Shimon says one is treifa. And again, the simon is, Rav Ashir Mekamtsin, to remember, he's the one that kept the liver. He didn't throw the liver. He kept the liver. So that's to remember, he's the one who holds that. It's chashiv, and you need a kezayis. Two pshatim rash. Vaita. Who pulls the dotum mundiza? There was this army that came to Pabisa. And everyone had to run away. Oruku Rabba Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef ran away from town. Pogu Rav Zeh Romulu Arukai. He called them Arukai. So Tosfos speaks out, Rav Zeh didn't have to run away because his father was close to the Malchus. But he said, Arukai, let me tell you halacha. Kezayis she'amru b'mako imara. That this kezayis you have to have left over has to be, can't just be anywhere. It has to be mako the mara. As the mokum, the gallbladder. The gallbladder sends out bile to the liver. It helps out. They complement each other. They have to be right next to each other and to cover the opening of the gallbladder. Therefore, the kezayis has to be mokum marav. That's what he told him. Rav Adra, Hava mokum shichaya. It has to be a place where it lives from. That where there it's a mokum where it'll regenerate itself. Now, where is the mokum chaya? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either it means attached to the kidneys, that's what it has to be exiles, or it means attached to the diaphragm. Two pshatim, what it means. Zok to Gemara, Omra Papa, so Machoikos over here, where do you have to have the exiles? Hilkoch, Alokal Maisa, you need a exiles first. We passed like that Monday, but we had before. But being a exiles, mokum moro, or being a exiles, mokum shichaya. It has to be mokum tomorrow, and mokum shichaya. And in Shechonar, we pass, it needs three spots. It needs Makom Mara and Makom Shichai, which is two places, the diaphragm and the cloyes. You need all three places. You need kezayis for three places in order to, it shouldn't be a treifa.
You need three kezayisim?
You need three kezayisim. You need three kezayisim. Because you need kezayis in each spot. They're not in the same place. They're all different places. The kidneys is the opposite end of the gallbladder. It's almost the opposite end. The diaphragm is a little closer, but therefore you need it. You need three different spots. When you have this kezayis, does it have to be like a round kezayis or mislaket mahu? What happens if it's a few different spots near the mara, but it's not in one place? It's like a few different spots. Mahu. Kuretsua mahu. Let's say it's a straight line mahu. Boyer Rav Ashi, kezayis merudid. What if it's flattened? Mahu take. We don't know what the halacha is exactly. How does Gzayis should look? If it looks a funny shape, is that good or not? Take. Boim Rav Zerik and Rav Ami Nidal Dela Kaved. If the kaved is hanging off the animal and it looks like it wasn't attached. Umu'ura Batrapshe. But it's attached with little pieces to the diaphragm. Mahu. Omale Dilduzani Adea Mahu. I don't know. He says, I don't know what you want. Lamaisa, if it's still right near the diaphragm, Lamaisa, it's here. So it has to be mamish attached, very good. I don't think it's a problem. I don't know what you want from it. It's there. So it's there. So don't worry about that. It's medodal a little bit. Lamaisa, if it's still attached,
Right.
It must have been here, Makamara, because if it could be the one who asked the Shaila held all you needed was a diaphragm. But he answered the case was that in a case where it's attached to all the places, we hold it has to be in the Mara also. So Vada, if it's not by the Mara, it'll be a problem. But here we're talking about it's very loosely attached. That means it's hanging off. But Lamaisa, he says, if it still has the marrow and still has the diaphragm, and it could be if it still has also the kidneys, also have to have the fi halacha Lamaisa, then hare kula kayemes will be fine because the whole thing is kayem, the whole thing is here. It's not room. The whole thing is here, and that would be enough to be considered not a treifa. You have something else to report? That would be enough to be not a treifa.